Let me tell you a story from my vacation. You already know that I was on vacation a few weeks ago, more specifically, the last week of December and the first week of January. It was a great time, fantastic time. But let me tell you about one specific day. In that specific day, I remember I had woken up around 9 a.m., something like that, 9 and a half, something like that. And in the moment that I woke up, Anna went there in my bed saying, "Good morning, Dad." You know, it was really nice. After that, we had some breakfast together. We talked at a table, you know. And, I myself had programmed or had booked a few stuff for me to do, like going to CrossFit at 11, which I normally do, you know. I didn't even know that it would be a very unusual day. My wife didn't know about my plans she did know about my plans, but as I was on vacation, I believe she thought like, well, Bruno is on vacation, I'm gonna ask him to do a few stuff. So she asked me to go to supermarket, she asked me to go somewhere else, to take Anna somewhere, you know, she asked me to clean the house, and then she said, "Hey, I have to do my nails. Why don't you go out with Anna, you know, to spend some quality time with her, and then I can do my nails." And I said, "All right, nice, you know." So I went out with Anna. We had some ice cream, I remember we came back home something like 7 p.m., something like that. And, you would say like, wow, it's fantastic. Wow, you know, such a great time in family together, pretty busy day. Partially I agree with you. I do agree with you. But as I said, partially. Why am I telling you all of this story? Because I, Bruno, myself, okay, I was on vacation, was not working, but I had a schedule, I had a program, you know, I had an agenda, things to do. I had some activities that should have been made, you know, or that I should have done, you know. But I did not have a schedule because I was on vacation. I mean, generally, on a daily basis, as I have my routine, as I have my calendar, I am here at the office. If I have 20 minutes, I can finish off one activity or one task. And then I can do the other, you know, I can accelerate things, I can put things ahead. But as I was on vacation, I did not have a calendar, I did not have a schedule, I did not have a routine. And I, Bruno, despite it was a great quality time in family together, I felt very, anxious. I felt, mostly anxious, a little bit angry, a little bit pissed off, you know. Because I knew that the to-do list was huge, you know, was long, and I could have done, I mean, in those hours that I was out, that I was going, I went to the supermarket, I did the stuff that she asked me to do, man, I could have completed all my tasks. That made me feel anxious, that made me feel nervous, you know, because on the other day, I had double things to do, right? Because I had the to-do list from yesterday, let's say, I would have the list from that day and the day ahead, right? So I would have two lists of tasks to be done. And of course, that made me even more anxious, you know? What I'm telling, or actually what I want to tell you then with this story here is, please note down the sentence, jot down the sentence right there. Get your notebook, get your pen and note down the sentence. The person that does not have a schedule becomes the schedule of the person that has one. The person that doesn't have a schedule, that doesn't have a calendar, that doesn't have a routine, becomes the schedule, becomes the routine, becomes the calendar of the person that has. That's it. Quem não tem agenda, vira agenda de quem tem. Basically, that's it. And Probably this is what is happening to your English. Probably this is what is happening to you right now. I mean, you wake up, maybe you wake up and you go to work, you come back, and then when you return to your house, you say, okay, I'm going to study English. But then your wife or, I don't know, your son, your daughter asks you to do something, you know, asks you, requests your attention, requests your help. And then you will say like, holy crap, I should have been studying English, but I'm here wasting my time. No, you're wasting your time, not because of your wife, not because of your son or daughter. You're wasting your time because you did not have a schedule. Because if you had a schedule, you would have followed that schedule. You would have woken up earlier to study in the morning. You would have done something different in your lunchtime. You would have studied 15 minutes, 20 minutes, 30 minutes in your lunchtime. Quem não tem agenda, vira agenda quem tem. The person that doesn't have a schedule becomes the schedule of the person that has one. Basically, that's it. You were feeling anxious, you're feeling nervous because of your own behavior, comportamento. You're feeling anxious because of your own, seu próprio, your own behavior. You are the responsible for your anxiety. You are responsible for not reaching out, not fulfilling your objectives. Stop saying like, oh, I don't have time. Stop saying like, oh, my wife needs attention. My son, my daughter needs attention. I have to do this. I have to wash the clothes. I have to wash the dishes. I have to go to the supermarket. You have to do all this stuff. You already know. That's your life. Those are your responsibilities. And they will never end unless you do something different. Unless you schedule yourself, you program yourself. Well, if I have to study English, I'm going to wake up 6:30. Like most of my students do. Wake up 6 o'clock, study. Oh, I don't have a method. Well, you have a method here with me. You can ask me on Instagram. Hey, Bruno, what's your method? I'm going to help you. Hey, Bruno, I don't know, I don't know how many minutes. I don't know what I have to do. How I should study. Ask me. I'm going to help you. I have the perfect plan for that. That's it. The person that does not have a schedule becomes the schedule of someone else. That's it. Never forget about this sentence. Again, the person that doesn't have a schedule becomes the schedule of the person that has one. Thank you very much for listening to this podcast episode. I'll see you and I'll talk to you in the next podcast episode. Thank you very much.